Lorian Arnold. Webiste. https://lorianarnold4souk.wordpress.com/. Facebook. https://www.facebook.com/people/lorian-arnold/10008517263058-0/. Instagram. https://www.instagram.com/lorian_arnold_4_souk/. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? Independent. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? We have lived in Souk since spring 2004. What is your occupation, and for how long? Designer since 2019. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. I owned and operated a brick-and-mortar business in Souk for 16.5 years, employing various young people helping to launch them into adulthood and working life. I participated in numerous and varied fundraising, tourism and economic development initiatives during those years. I've been an outspoken member of the community, advocating for amenities and facilities designed to keep youth active and engaged, achieving successes by helping to steer decision-making by building grassroots advocacy. I know and have known many local politicians and municipal staff over the years, but until now have not pursued an elected position. Why are you running? What's your motivation? My motivation to get into local politics began around the time I started my business. Having moved to a newly incorporated town, there were a lot of issues and some people immediately identified me as being someone who should get involved in town governance because I didn't hesitate to speak my mind. Although I considered it for many years, I had concerns that it may conflict with my business and responsibilities as a father and husband. Now that I work from home, I finally have the opportunity to give the position as counselor for Souk the attention that it deserves. What are your top three issues? The first issue is assisting with the advocacy for funding the construction of a senior center in Souk. Coupled with this should be a focus on achieving an urgent care facility in Souk. The next issue that I care about is economic development, specifically with a focus on youth. Souk is known for its forested hills and backcountry access. There is a framework for a world-class trail network here, but I feel that there is much untapped potential which could unleash the kind of low-impact, local tourism that can help keep our local businesses thriving year-round. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? Over the next 25 years, I would like to see at least one major employer choose Souk as its headquarters, providing Souk residents with employment mobility and good-paying jobs. In 25 years, pedestrians, cyclists and mobility scooters, electric wheelchairs will have safe routes throughout the district, and a robust local tourism infrastructure which encourages residents of Victoria and other parts of the island to make day trips here, as well as tourists from abroad. There will be support for seniors and youth, helping both to maintain their residence in town by improving their quality of life. The district of Souk and the Tisuke Nation will become strong partners in the pursuit of a transition to a thriving and diverse community which embraces environmental and financial sustainability as main objectives. What's one big idea you have for your community? One thing that I would like to see would be the construction of either a post-secondary or trades training campus within the district. Something like this would not only provide jobs with mobility for local employees, but also education and training for our young people which will help them face the future. Souk is turning into something of a bedroom community, and we need to start focusing on keeping residents local by providing opportunities for meaningful and financially rewarding employment. Souk could be one of the most attractive and inspiring college towns in BC.